208 East Main Moorhead and experience the Holbrook difference for yourself.
96.3 FM, WIVY Moorhead, ABC News time.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Six people were killed in a stabbing attack in a suburb of Sydney, Australia. The attacker was shot and killed by police. The state police commissioner, Karen Webb, says terror was not the likely cause.
The investigation will be ongoing for many, many days, but there are elements that we understand at this point in time that don't indicate that.
Iranian state media says its commandos seized an Israeli-affiliated container ship near the Strait of Hormuz. The region's bracing for possible Iranian retaliation against Israel after the strike on the Iranian consulate in Syria. Former President Donald Trump hosted House Speaker Mike Johnson at his club in Florida on Friday, 3 days before his criminal hush money trial begins in New York, despite the latest efforts from Trump's lawyers to have it delayed. And more than two dozen river barges broke loose Friday and floated down the Ohio River near Pittsburgh, damaging marina and causing bridge closures. This is ABC News.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Free. Who doesn't love free? With MyLowe's Rewards, you get the member-only treatment that's actually worth it. Enjoy free member gifts you'll love. And once you reach Silver Key status, you can get free standard shipping. Because Lowe's knows nothing feels better than free. Learn more about our new loyalty program at Lowe's.com/MyLowe's Rewards today. Program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Member gifts may be subject to additional terms and restrictions. See Lowe's.com/shipping terms for details. Subject to change.
This is the Kentucky News Network.
Kentucky Athletic Director Mitch Barnhart joined Kentucky Sports Radio's Matt Jones yesterday morning to discuss the hiring of new men's basketball coach Mark Pope. Barnhart spoke about the energy Pope brings to the job and how, in Barnhart's opinion, Coach Pope should have been the Big 12 Coach of the Year because, quote, he beat teams that beat us and beat coaches that we talked to. Barnhart added that even before Coach Pope's hiring was made official, news of the decision was having a positive effect on recruiting.
So I get off the phone with him last night and he already talked to me about two players that he couldn't get to come to have a conversation with him at BYU that already called him back and said, Coach, I'll come to Kentucky.
An official press conference to introduce Coach Pope to the Big Blue Nation is scheduled for tomorrow at Rupp Arena. Republican Senator Damon Thayer is saying goodbye to his colleagues. Thayer is retiring from the General Assembly after two decades. He's the longest-serving Republican Senate floor leader in Kentucky history. I'm John Shannon.
This is the Kentucky News Network.
Do you know what red flags to look for when considering an investment opportunity? Fraudulent sellers might make unsolicited contact, tell you everyone is buying it, and pressure you to invest right now. They make hefty promises over the phone, but never put them in writing. At the Department of Financial Institutions, we have a saying. If it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. We're on a mission to educate Team Kentucky and protect your hard-earned dollars. Visit us online at kfi.ky.gov for more information.
Be safe, Kentucky. Buckle up and put the phone down.
Put your phone down.
Paid with funds to the Kentucky Office of Highway Safety.
This is Gateway Regional News, winner of the Edward R. Murrow for Best Newscast. Award-winning news coverage starts now.
Good morning. Reporting for Gateway Regional News, I'm Chris Irwin. Perry County Commonwealth's Attorney Scott Blair has been charged with wire fraud. The criminal complaint against him states he used his position of public trust and authority to assist various individuals who were facing criminal charges in Perry County between April 2020 and March of 2024. He is being held in the Laurel County Correctional Center. He will next appear in federal court April 15. Kentucky Attorney General Russell Coleman announced that the now former Owsley County Clerk Shanna Oliver has pled guilty to misuse of confidential information and official misconduct. Indicted by a grand jury in January and resigned from office March 31st. According to her indictment, she unlawfully refused to deliver public records in her possession to public servants from the Kentucky Department of Vehicle Registration who were lawfully entitled to receive the records for examination or other purposes. It also says she unlawfully refrained from performing her duty when she failed to send paperwork regarding the purchase of a trailer to the Kentucky Department of Vehicle Regulation. She is prohibited from filing as a candidate for Owsley County Clerk in the future and cannot be employed by the office and must reasonably assist in the transition. Kentucky's Educational Commissioner candidate Dr. Robbie Fletcher detailed his vision for the role in front of the Senate Education Committee yesterday in a committee hearing. He has 28 years of educational experience, including his current role as superintendent of Lawrence County Schools. He answered questions regarding several hot-button education topics, such as the opposed school choice amendment. Dr. Fletcher said he may not agree with everyone in Frankfort on every issue, but communication would be the priority of his role. He still has to undergo a Senate confirmation before he is officially named the state's education commissioner. Ford is recalling more than 43,000 small SUVs because of a gasoline leak from the fuel injectors that could spill onto a hot engine surface, increasing the risk of fire. The recall covers certain Bronco Sport SUVs from model years 2022 and 23, as well as the Escape SUVs from 2022. All have the 1.5-liter engines. Fuel injectors can crack and gasoline or vapor can accumulate near ignition sources. Owners were to be notified by letter starting April 1st. And country music icon and Kentucky native Winona Judd is set to perform the national anthem at Derby 150 Saturday, May 4th. The performance will kick off the Run for the Roses at 5 p.m. and will be broadcast live on NBC. That's been a look at some of the news. Our report continues after this.
At First National Bank, we strive to make every person that walks through our doors feel like family, because to us, you are. For over 120 years, we have lived in and served the families of Kentucky with genuine care through the good times and the bad. Come and see the difference banking with family can truly make for you at any of our 7 locations, or visit our website at www.fnbgrayson.com. First National Bank, member FDIC.
Smart food shoppers know quality, convenience, and value. That's what you'll always find when shopping at Allen's IGA. USDA half-bonus pork loin is only $2.19 a pound. Fresh bicolor sweet corn, 4 ears for just $3. And the large 40-ounce bottles of Our Family vegetable oil, specially priced for only $3.79. Don't miss these specially priced grocery items at Allen's IGA, downtown Moorhead. Visit Allen's website for money-saving coupons. IGA.
Time now for a look at sports. Mark Pope has been named the new Kentucky men's basketball head coach. He becomes the 23rd head coach in Kentucky history. UK Athletics has announced they will host a press conference April 14th at 4:30 p.m. at Rupp Arena to officially introduce him as the head basketball coach. UK Athletic Director Mitch Barnhart said that Coach Mark Pope not only brings an impressive record in 9 years as a head coach, but also the love of the University of Kentucky and a complete understanding of what the program means to the people of the state. Rick Pitino also posted on Twitter, speaking favorably of him as he formerly coached him while at UK. In other coaching news, Transylvania University announced that head women's basketball coach Julie Fulks is leaving after 10 seasons. She has been named the new head coach at Marshall University. She led Transy to a 2023 national championship title. And the Cincinnati Reds won big time against the Chicago White Sox yesterday in an 11-1 game. They will play again today at 2:10 with the Sox. You can hear the action on 96.3 FM WIVY. Turning now to a look at the WLEX weather forecast. Here is Chief Meteorologist Bill Mack.
What a change in weather. For today, mostly sunny, just a little bit of a breeze, but a whole lot warmer. Middle and upper 60s this afternoon. It's a clear sky tonight. We're in the low 50s. Sunshine early in the day Sunday, but becoming partly sunny. There is a shower chance late. A windy high in the low and mid 70s.
Thank you, Bill. Gateway Area Death Notice is next.
Driving with a cracked windshield is dangerous. Don't risk it. Do the right thing. Call Right Way Auto Glass in Moorhead. They're local, and you'll talk with a real person. Get same day or next day service with a lifetime workmanship warranty. And it's free with your full or comprehensive insurance. If you can't come to our shop on Bradley Avenue in Moorhead, we'll come to you. Get more details at rightwayautoglass.com. Spelled R-I-T-E-W-A-Y, autoglass.com. Have your glass installed the right way.
In this world of constant updates, downloads, apps, and smartphones, it's a relief to find simple, easy, basic solutions. My name is Mitch Terrell with First Federal Savings and Loan, and we've been keeping things simple since 1963. With one-on-one interaction, we streamline your lending and savings needs. Come see us at 211 West Main Street in downtown Moorhead or call us at 784-4187 and be a part of our local experience. First Federal Savings and Loan. Simple, easy, basic solutions. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Time now for a look at Gateway Area death notices. James Jimmy Berry, 75, of Flemingsburg, passed away last Sunday at the Hospice of Hope in Maysville. Survivors include a nephew, John Berry, niece, Jacqueline Berry, two great-nephews, and special friends, Wayne and Paula Bruner. Services 11 a.m. this morning in the chapel of the Michael R. Gray Funeral Home in Flemingsburg. Burial to follow in the Elizaville Cemetery. The Michael R. Gray Funeral Home in Flemingsburg, caring for arrangements for James Jimmy Berry. Sandra Sandy Maddox, 71, of Olivelle, passed away Tuesday at St. Clair Regional Medical Center. Survived by a son, Jonathan Merring, stepdaughter, Tora Knight, sister, Barb Ellis, two brothers, Jerry and Steve Zuvers, two grandchildren, four step-grandchildren, four step-great-grandchildren, along with nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Services 12:30 this afternoon at the Duval Moore Funeral Home and Cremation in Olive Hill. Burial to follow in the Maddox Cemetery in Grand. Visitation 10:30 till time of services at the funeral home. The Duval and Moore Funeral Home and Cremation in Olive Hill. In charge of arrangements for Sandra Sandy Maddox. Gary Lee Staten, 72, of Owingsville, passed away Tuesday. He was retired from Owingsville Housing Authority. Survived by his mother, Frances Staten, wife, Helen Staten, daughter, Jennifer Lambert, son, Todd Staten, along with two brothers, Tucker and Gordy Staten, two sisters, Sue Beadle and Pam Toy, along with five grandchildren and 11 great-grandchildren. Services 1 p.m. this afternoon at the Richardson Funeral Home with burial in the Staten Family Cemetery. Visitation 11 a.m. till time of services at the funeral home. The Richardson Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Gary Lee Staten. And Johnny Dale Spencer, 59, of Jeffersonville, passed away Thursday at UK Hospital. He was the pastor of the Pillar of Truth Church and a self-employed electrical contractor. Survived by his wife, Rosa Spencer, sons Brian and Gregory Ward, daughter Renee Watkins, brother Terry Spencer, along with six grandchildren. Services 1 p.m. Tuesday at the Tall Funeral Home, with burial to follow in the lovely Ambergy Cemetery. Visitation 5 to 7 p.m. Monday evening at the funeral home. The Tall Funeral Home, caring for arrangements for Johnny Dale Spencer. That's been a look at Gateway Area death notices and a look at news this 13th day of April 2024. I'm Chris Irwin.
TK cruising through a half hour of continuous feel good 70s and the Cars.